The one piece of wisdom Solomon is famous for is his willingness to cut a baby in half. Well, Israel is considered God's baby, and the Antichrist plan will be to cut the baby in half, giving away parts of it for world peace. In the book of Revelation, we find this. Revelation 13:8. It says, "Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast versus the number of a man. His number is 666. Well, when we think of a man in the Bible associated with wisdom, who do we think of? Solomon. Do you know there's only one other place in your Bible where the number 666 is mentioned? It's in 1 Kings 10:14. The weight of gold that came to Solomon yearly was 666 talents of gold. I find Solomon to be more a character of a type of the Antichrist more than the Messiah. Realize the only person in the whole Bible who's associated with both wisdom and the number 666 is Solomon. But let's look in more detail and see if he fits the description of being lawless or going against the Torah or God's laws. We're going to look in detail at what the Bible really says concerning Solomon. And I think we're all going to find we will be shocked. The Torah was given to Israel, remember this, around 500 years before Solomon. Wrap your head around that. From our time frame, about the same time as it has been since Christopher Columbus, to now is the time frame from when the Torah was given to Solomon. The Torah was Israel's marriage covenant. It was their constitution. It was their identity as the chosen people of God and their instruction manual for life. Israel had already gone through two kings, Saul and David, and the Torah was the guidebook that even their kings had to follow. As a matter of fact, listen to Deuteronomy. Chapter 17, verse 18 and 19. "And it shall be when he sits on the throne of his kingdom that this king shall write him a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before the priests, the Levites, and it's to be with him, and he's to read in it every day of his life that he can learn to fear the Lord his God, to keep all the words of this law and these statutes to do them." In other words, the king was not to be above God's laws. He couldn't even assign a priest to write the Torah for him. He had to personally write his own Torah so everyone would know that he had no excuse. So let's look at what Solomon thought of God's laws. Deuteronomy 17:16, 500 years beforehand, God spoke about this king when they have one. The king, it says, shall not multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt, to the end that he should multiply horses. Well, let's look at 1 Kings 4:26. Solomon had 40,000 stalls of horses for his chariots and 12,000 horsemen. Maybe Solomon didn't know his multiplication tables. Let's look at 1 Kings 10:28. Solomon had horses imported from where? From Egypt. Now, a chariot that was imported from Egypt cost 600 shekels of silver and a horse 150. And it says, "And thus through their agents, they exported them to all the kings of the Hittites and the kings of Syria." Wrap your head around that. He was an arms merchant selling weapons to the enemy. It was their modern-day tank. The horse and chariot would be considered a modern-day tank. And here he is making covenants and arms deals with Israel's enemies. Imagine today, Israel was not to enter into any covenant with their enemies. But here, can you imagine if Benjamin Netanyahu would make an arms deal selling nuclear weapons to Iran? That would be insane. This is what I want you to wrap your head around. This is what Solomon was doing.